Well, that was a job that at one time was remunerative and had some romance to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the best high school teachers I ever knew, a fellow by the name of Marvin Tarpley, Tarpley, T-A-R-P-L-E-Y, left teaching high school to become a railway mail clerk. Mm-hmm. And so it was a part of being somebody. But that's what you thought about. So when I was up in the stratosphere thinking about being a president of the United States Senate, I was a kid who was really fantasizing, you know, but not having no realistic expectation of doing that, but just sort of fantasizing about it in the way you would as a teenage boy.
There's something more, though, is there not?
I don't know. That's all I can make of it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But, I mean, never to have fantasized, you might say, in this sense, never to have had the push and the vision to keep going up one rung after the other, even when the top is a long way away. That's what I'm trying to
say. Yeah, well, the part of the culture that I came from had for one of its principal motivating sayings, shoot for the stars, and at least you'll land somewhere in the sky. I heard that repeated 100 times when I was growing up, in school, in church, around the neighborhood. Shoot for the stars and you'll land somewhere in the sky. Mm-hmm. So it was certainly, we had great optimism about what America could do, even back in those days. And the thing that is so significant to me, Roger, is that in my lifetime, a great lot of what I thought America can do, it has done. Not everything, but you know, that this is the basis for my great pride with anybody about being born here. I think the American people are fundamentally fair, and when they're faced with things that they see unfair, that their disposition is to right a wrong. And I have great faith in that. And I always did, even back in the worst days of the Depression and the worst days of the apartheid system, you want to call it, in the South, I always kind of figured, and I wasn't the only one, that someday this thing would be righted. Great faith in the system. And that's why I volunteered for the Army. I wasn't drafted. I went off because I thought there were a lot of good people, black and white, to fight for. And I really believe in the country. I still do. You know, I have great faith in it, and I have I get emotional about it.
Well.